right, time now for trivia on WCHL 97.9 The Hill, welcoming in Freddie Kiger.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
As always. Yeah. Good to have
you. Good to be back here at the Palace. I'm going to be here all week.
Just flew in from Cleveland. Boy,
my arms are tired. Hey, a little bit of a different thing going on because of the ACC baseball tournament coming up next week. Huh? Baseball is starting their final home weekend tonight, and they're hosting Virginia Tech. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be the final home weekend for the Diamond Hills. So go out to the Bosch.
Okay. Well, I'm ready whenever you want to lay it on me here.
Okay, I'm ready. You ready? The category today is Dummy Colleges.
Dummy Colleges.
Not to be confused with Gummy Bears or Gummy Colleges. Dummy Colleges.
Well, there's one that springs to mind, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay, well, all right. Hold on there.
Yeah.
If teens on Dawson's Creek went to Worthington University.
Oh, I see where you're going here.
And old school kids went to Harrison University. Then what school did the kids in Delta Tau Chi attend in Animal House?
I got it. I get it. I know
Animal
what it is.
Animal House.
Food fight! It's a good question.
You're on double secret probation.
I can hear Dean Wormer right now.
That's right.
He was good. The guy had quite a voice, didn't he?
Yes. What school the kids in Delta Tau Chi attend in Animal House?
919-29-WCHL is your number to call. And Freddie, tell them what they win.
They're going to win a $10 gift certificate. Rod Stutz, thank you for asking. And if they win that $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, they're going to be
good to go.
Just like the kids in Animal House.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
The kids at Animal House, John Belushi and the whole crew, went to Faber College.
Otis, day and the night.
That's right.
They love us.
You know, the story goes around that Doug Clark and Hot Nuts were supposed to be.
Oh, that had to be their brainchild.
In that movie.
Wow.
And for some reason, they chose Otis, Day and the Nights instead.
Well, there could not have been any finer example of a fantastic band, college band, in that day and time than Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts.
That's right.
Could not have been any better.
Exactly. You know, those day and the nights were good, but
yeah,
you know, Doug Clark and Hot Nuts, that would have been awesome.
Roll your leg over. Faber College.
Faber College.
The actual campus of Faber College for the movie was the University of Oregon at Eugene.
At where you could sneak a horse into the dorms.
And what? Dean Wormer's office, which was used in the movie, of course, was the actual president of the University of Oregon's office.
I've been there to the University of Oregon. Yeah. Have you?
No, I've never done a football game in Eugene.
Just visited there, you know, but it's really, really nice out there. But that's where that classic film was made.
Oh, my goodness.
Funny stuff, man.
Oh, my goodness. It was on just recently on HBO. I watched it twice.
Well, Animal House is one of those that I never really get tired of watching. And you know, one of the scenes that always comes back to mind for me?
Which one?
Is when John Belushi's coming down the stairway and he destroys this guitar.
And Stephen Bishop is playing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what was the name of the song that he's famous for? Something to do with rain.
On and on.
Something about
on and on.
Rain.
Something like that. But he had kind of the mellow thing, and he was just doing a love ballad in the Delta House.
Yeah.
Belushi destroyed it.
I have to look that up. It's something to do with rain. Oh, well.
Yeah, because you do remember that when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. Don't stop him. He's rolling.
Funny stuff.
It's great stuff.
And Belushi falling off that ladder was hilarious as well when he headed up looking in the dorm room and the ladder falls back. It was a funny movie. Thank you.
You're welcome.